This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 1st July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. In Jerusalem today, expect clear skies with a gentle breeze. Tel Aviv is enjoying warm sunshine, ideal for a day at the beach. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing a mild and pleasant day, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports Justin that Trump is considering a return to full-scale war with Iran as he discusses large-scale strikes with defense officials. Also, The Times of Israel notes that Prime Minister Netanyahu joked about losing weight since October 7th, sparking outcry over remarks made about the Hamas invasion. Also this hour, Israel Hayom relays that Trump thought about renewing war with Iran, but prefers to continue diplomacy for now. Separately, from JTA, Yona Speidel shares her journey through Judaism, highlighting the warmth of community amidst challenges. And finally, Haaretz informs us about a recent archaeological discovery in the Negev, revealing insights into ancient Bedouin life. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News reported an hour ago about Trump's potential return to war with Iran, highlighting ongoing discussions with defense officials. Not a Good Jewish Girl, a commentator, posted just minutes ago expressing concern over recent developments. Meanwhile, Lizzie Savetsky criticized financial strategies in a post from earlier, pointing out reliance on external funding. Now for more on those stories, starting with Ynet's report. Former President Trump has been in talks with top defense officials about potentially resuming a full-scale conflict with Iran. However, he seems inclined to allow nuclear negotiations to continue beyond the August 18 deadline. This consideration comes amidst heightened tensions in the region and could have significant diplomatic ramifications. Turning to the Times of Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu's recent joke about his weight loss since October 7th has sparked controversy. His comments came in the context of discussing the Hamas invasion and its aftermath. Political rivals have criticized his remarks, arguing that they trivialize serious issues. This incident underscores the ongoing domestic political tension in Israel. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reports Trump's thoughts on renewing conflict with Iran. Although there is speculation of a return to military action, Trump appears committed to allowing diplomatic efforts some room. The outcome of these talks could shape regional security dynamics significantly. Separately, JTA shares Yona Speidel's reflections on her Jewish journey, emphasizing the community's warmth and resilience despite hostility. Her story highlights the diverse experiences within the Jewish community and suggests a broader narrative of identity and belonging. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that Israel is missing out on the global life sciences recovery, as IATA's annual report for 2025 indicates stagnation in the industry, with limited areas of growth. Separately, according to CTEC, KPMG's Judy Gisher challenges the narrative of a local brain drain, explaining that the current market is leading to more balanced hiring practices. And finally, Ynet Business announces that Mizrahi Tefahot Bank is pioneering cardless ATM withdrawals, now allowing customers to use phones and smart devices for cash access. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.